Welcome back to another week of Tales from the Terror Dome, baby. Man, how this season has gone, if I told you that the Hokies were up 10-0, then went down 20-10, and then stormed back, tied it up, blew a game-winning field goal, potentially game-winning field goal, then let Cal march down the field. They called an egregious roughing the passer penalty.
The worst.
The worst. We quelled the whole storm and won in double overtime and scored 40-plus points. In this economy, in this year at Virginia Tech, man, you wouldn't have believed it. But guess what? It happened. Not all rumors are true. These rumors are true. Shout out DJ Khaled. Grayson Wimbish ain't been on the pod in a minute. We had to bring him back. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Saturday after a Hokie victory, first off, always, Dan, thank you for having me on. I always appreciate coming on. We were talking this morning, dude, on the phone. I was like, I haven't been on a single podcast since, I think, right after the South Carolina game. And it was this show. It was Tales, which, you know, you and I kind of were talking about, like, well, if we do this and this and this, we might have a great season. How things have changed since week one. Brent Pry is not our coach anymore. You and Pete have talked about that, obviously. I'm thrilled to be talking to you on a Saturday, not a Sunday, watching a nice slate of college football games, and we're winners, man. We beat the California Golden Bears, sent them back to Berkeley. Dan, you were there. How was it, man?
The weather throughout the day was pretty good, you know, mid-50s. A little chilly because of the wind. You know how Blacksburg gets down, but
sure.
Tailgate was good. You know, the chili millies, the Miller lattes, they were ice cold. They look real good in that Tales from the Terror Dome koozie. Best koozie on the market. I recommend you get one. I didn't say that. Other people have said that. but, you know, Steven was on the grill. He did cheesesteaks. They were amazing. He did with provolone. He did them with cheese whiz. We toasted the buns. He did waffle fries on the Blackstone with some, like, parm garlic, like, seasoning. Like, Steven was doing his thing. G-Fed, the famed YouTuber, TikToker, college football guy, swung by the tailgate unexpectedly. He had some Wake Forest koozie. It was like a leather thing with like a weird wake patch on it. It looked real Ed Gein-ish. So I was like, brother, take my Tales from the Terror Dome koozie that I have. I basically gave him the shirt off my back. You know, that's what I do. But, no, he was cool. It was good that he was there. You know, he had a good time, apparently, judging by his videos. And we went into Lane Stadium. It was a little chilly, but we got it done, man. It looked promising, then it didn't, and then we won.
It's interesting. First off, shout out to Chef Steven Wright, dude. And what's the correlation with the cheesesteaks and Hokie victories? Remember last year, Dan, we were at y'all's tailgate, Chef Steven did the cheesesteaks, and we beat Boston College. Yep. The cheesesteaks are good juju. I mean, maybe y'all should make those for every game.
Right.
Chef Steven is – if you don't follow him on Instagram, go do that, because he makes these awesome kind of like pre-tailgate and then during the tailgate videos of the stuff that he makes. I'm so jealous that y'all had those yesterday. It's cool that you met that guy. I know who you're talking about. I see his videos all over TikTok. The fact that you gave him a Tails koozie is incredible. Free marketing, dude. Like
free promo, baby. Yeah.
Free promos. And then I saw him in y'all's selfie from the tailgate, and I miss my people, man. Karen, my Nate dog, that goober. I hope they're all doing well. Miss you guys. But it's interesting, Dan, because you know, I got home from work yesterday, obviously being on West Coast time. I can relate to the California Golden Bears. Their body clocks are on a, you know, 3-hour difference. I get home, I turn the game on, and it really – I have not watched the last 2 weeks a minute of Virginia Tech football. I've been busy and also just selfishly didn't really want to. So I'm going to keep a spade, call a spade a spade, but actually have been busy. So yesterday I'm like, okay, I get to watch this game. Actually, I think we'll be good. I liked our chances in it. For some reason, I had this feeling like if we were to pull one out, it might be this one because it's Friday night and just I started to feel good about it. And then we started so hot. Aiden Green touchdown. First we go three and out. Defense is on ass. Kelvin Gilliam, Kamari Copeland putting all the pressure on their QB. And I'm thinking, oh, we might come in here and beat the crap out of these guys. Who knows? And then all of a sudden, defense starts to get Swiss cheese a little bit. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this. And I turned it off. I'll be honest with you. A lot of people listening to this will be like, Grayson, you're a bad fan. And you know what? I deserve that. I deserve that. But I turned it off. I'm like, this year, dude, I just can't. I can't do it. Like, not knowing who the coach is. I just want to know who our new coach is going to be and turn the page. And then it gets to the fourth quarter. It's tied up. And I went to the grocery store to get some Maker's Mark because I had a feeling I'm like, maybe it'll go into overtime. Let's see. I go and get some bourbon. I come back. Lo and behold, I see everyone on X is like, screw that roughing the passer pass. My dad's texting me about it. You're texting me about it. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I see this. I didn't even see it happen live. What was like the reaction in the stands?
There were a lot of expletives, things I can say and things I can't say.
Sure.
It was just absolute, like, especially in light of, like, the NBA situation, we were kind of like, hey, does this ref have count? Like, what is going on here? Like, that was so bad. Yeah.
That, you watch the replay. It's like, dude, what is a sack now? I mean, and by the way, that was a theme of last night, even in the first, second quarter. Flags were flying all over the field. Like, there were so many penalties last night. And, you know, at the very end there, like, I mean, the pass interference, they called targeting that they called off. And I'm just like, dude, guys, let them play. Thank God they missed the field goal to send it to overtime. They made mention of that on the broadcast, that Cal's field goal kicker is not very good. I think his career long was they said 49 yards. And then you compare that to Kevin Love, who was out here drilling like 62-yarders and shit.
John Love, baby.
John Love. Kevin Love. Kevin Love is an NBA basketball player who was retired. Yeah.
Shout out Kevin Love.
Shout out Kevin Love. Hope he's doing well. John Love. Thank you. John Love, I mean, dude, I know he's got a year of eligibility left. I think that kid could be a day two pick if he went pro. I'm not even kidding. John Love is the man. I mean, if there's one bright spot of this entire season, it is that guy. Generational talent. And then, dude, I was angry and I was tweeting, like, put in Pop Watson. I think we should have seen him a little bit. But, dude, shout out KD. Kyren Drones really came alive in the second half. Was running very, very well. Had two crucial touchdowns. The one that tied it, the one to win. He is someone, I think you would agree with this, Dan, that people just go up and down on him depending on how he's doing. It's been quite a roller coaster with KD, but he's a huge, massive part of the reason we won the football game last night. So shout out to Kyren Drones and credit to him. For taking us there. And I mean, we were running him so much. There was a sequence, they made mention of this on the broadcast, where out of 20 plays, we had run the ball 19 out of 20 plays. And I'm like, damn, dude, I couldn't tell you the last time that's been the case. So I'm thrilled, obviously, thrilled with the win. Dude, Cal's got some playmakers on their team, dude. Number 85, Mini, that tight end, He was ticking me off, dude. He was wide open all game, wasn't missing catches, had that touchdown in overtime. Play one, I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. all they got to do is just throw it to 85 and he's going to be wide open and he'll moss whoever he's going up against. So that's the linebacker that they have. I'm going to have to look this up on their depth chart. Number zero, that kid is a baller. Do you know his name, Dan? I should have looked this up, but he's a hell of a football player. I'm gonna find Cade. He's part of they were calling him the Bash Brothers on the TV. Cade Ulave, pardon me if I butchered that. Yeah, 19 total tackles, 9 solo, and he had 2 sacks on KD. Kid was flying around the field all night long. So kind of made me think of the Scoves from Stanford a little bit. Like yeah. Watching the way he was playing, I'm like, dude, he's kind of giving me shades of that, just kind of a pest, thorn in his side linebacker. So thrilled we got the win, man. You know, it makes me so happy to see the players so happy, to see the content that's being put out with Phil Montgomery in the locker room that there's still no pictures of. Epic failure by our athletic department to not showcase how extensive of an upgrade that they have made to our locker room that was so out of date for so many years. I don't know if that's like we're waiting on a new coach. Like, I don't know what the tactic is there, but just a complete failure there because it looks so nice on the just like videos that I have seen. So,
yeah.
But nah, I mean, man, go ahead. No,
do your thing. I was just gonna say, like, first half, like that pat that first touchdown Kyron threw, that pass was beautiful.
Oh,
to Aiden Green, and then it was like we get back down there. Snook runs that post,
yep.
And he rolls out to the right and decides to throw it in a double coverage. And I was like, Kyron, like, there was no way you saw that coverage and thought there was any other result than an interception. Dude. He has to be better with that. But when we came out in the second half, it was like almost Georgia Tech-esque with Haynes King, where they were like, we're running the ball, you're running the ball, he's running the ball, and that guy's running the ball. 58 rushes yesterday. We ran the ball 58 times. I believe Kyron had 21. Mm-hmm. Terrian Stewart, Bully, he had 14. And then Marcellus Hawkins, I think he had over 20 as well. Do the math on the remaining. But, yeah. But, like, if that's the offense we should be running with Kevin. Like, this is the offense we should have been running with Kyron Jones the whole time. Like, I understand you want to protect him, but if you run the hell out of the other two running backs, he's not going to take as much punishment running the ball.
Dude, to your point, man, Marcellus Hawkins had 167 yards, averaged 8 yards a carry. Dude, Hawkins had a great game last night.
Oh, yeah, he was balling.
He was balling. KD averaged 6.5 yards per carry, 137 yards from him. Terrian Stewart actually only had 48 yards. He just didn't get too many touches last night.
Running them up the middle, and we weren't getting pressure. Yeah,
and they were on him. They were on his ass. Like, shout out to Aiden Green. Dude, go ahead.
Like, I'll take it. Like, Tekai Heath is exactly who they said he was going to be coming out of Highland Springs. That dude, like, the pass was a little behind him. He still caught it for a touchdown. That's what we need to happen, because there were a couple really good balls that Kyron threw last night that were dropped. So when he makes a bad pass, sometimes the receiver, if it's in the vicinity, you just got to make a play and help your boy out, you know?
He had 2 touchdowns. Aiden Green, obviously, with his one. They kind of shut down. I mean, Benji Gosnell had that first down in OT that was super instrumental in setting up a touchdown. They kind of took Seldon and Gosnell out of the game. I want to talk about something real quick. We've gassed up the guys. Speaking of Cam Seldon, I love you, man. I love you, dude. What were you thinking? Catching that ball on the one out of Stu Holt. Come on. Come on, dude. I wasn't even mad when that happened. I just said to myself, I'm not surprised.
Right.
I'm not surprised. I just, listen, man, he's on the way out. I don't really need to get into the weeds about that. But I mean, like, they blocked one of our punts. Get out of here, dude. It's over for you. Like, not a very good special teams coach. And it's tough. Dan, I texted you this last night, and this is going to sound bad. And this is going to sound bad. There were errors made last night. We won the game. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, I'm watching these guys, and I'm like, there are these moments where I'm like, it's like these guys have never played football. Like, I'm watching the team, and I'm thinking, it's like they've never taken a snap. And we won the game. But in the first half, I kept having that thought. I'm like, dude, guys, catching a ball on the one-yard line and then walking out of bounds. And then, you know, just like the drop passes and everything. And I'm thinking, like, dog, come on. Like, these are coachable things, right? But, again, that's something I had thought about in the first half when things kind of started going south a little bit, when Cal went up on us. Obviously, winning fixes everything. But as the season goes on, dude, you got to play smart football. You can't be doing that against freaking Miami or right. Florida State or, hell, UVA, you know, mm-hmm. at Scott Stadium. I mean – Them boys in blue up in Charlottesville, don't even get me started. I've never been so scared for a UVA game in all my days. I am mortified for Thanksgiving weekend. But bottom line is, dude, we won the game. We haven't really talked about the defense. I mean, Caleb Spencer, 9 tackles, 3 solo. Kamari Copeland was all over the place. Kamari Copeland had 3 sacks last night. Who else? Kind of an even spread here. I'm looking at Gilliam, 2 tackles. Reddish had 3. Brown Murray had 4. I mean, defense was kind of even keel last night. I mean, definitely had some moments there in the first half where they started to let it slip. They got away from the really, really great start that they had on that first drive. I mean, I was so fired up after that first defensive drive. I'm thinking, let's go. I mean, the Terradome, baby. Tales from the Terradome, you know? that's literally what was in my head. It's Friday night, Lane Stadium. Come on, dude. And then it kind of slipped a little bit. But, dude, we won the game. And it's so funny. I turned 30 years old this week, and it made me think of in – 2019, I had turned 24 years old, and that was the same week as the UNC 6 overtime game at night. And I'm like, listen, dude, if that's what birthday week brings, you know, multiple overtime wins, we'll take it.
Right.
We'll take it, man. But it sounds like you had a great time. Sounded like the energy was fantastic. And how nice is it, Dan? Hampton, I texted Hampton this in my group chat with my dad and my brothers. How nice is it to have a win in your back pocket, and then today you get to just watch all the games? Kick your feet up, a couple of those Miller Lights you were talking about, and just watch the drama unfold, you know?
Yeah, it's been phenomenal to just chill and watch football knowing the Hokies already handled business.
I'm looking up UVA won. Speaking of the Wahoos, yeah, they beat North Carolina. That sucks.
Yeah, their run defense looks terrible. So if we just keep running the ball, I mean, it would be hilarious that in our worst year in my life that we probably, like, if we beat them, that would be hysterical.
Dude, if we beat UVA this year in football, like, dude, Carla Williams, you gotta burn Scott Stadium to the ground. I mean, you have got to scrap the football. This is it for y'all. You had Bryce Perkins in 2019. That was cute. That dude single-handedly dismantled an entire defense. Credit to Bryce Perkins. He was a great football player. A thorn in our side, but a great football player. And the reason you won that game. And this year, dude, UVA is they're a better team than we are.
They are 1,000%.
They are a better football team than we are. So it's like, dude, if you let us get by you this year and I'm a UVA fan, I am generationally pissed. I have a bet, dude. So in my office, I work with Oahu, always in there repping the friggin' V and the swords. I'm always in there repping the VT. We give each other incessant shit. Incessant. Like, he walks by me, and I'll just be like, you know, I'll say something, 20 years of winning, whatever. Just little quips, you know, back and forth. They'll be like, oh, we won a national championship in badminton. I'm like, dude, no one cares. No one cares. No one cares. But he and I have this bet where if VT wins, he has to wear a VT shirt. And if UVA wins, I got to wear a UVA shirt. I will honor that bet. But if you think I'm putting a picture of me and UVA anything on the internet, you are out of your mind. I will not give, you know, the UVA fans like Jake Mlasic or whoever else, OG Who, the pleasure of seeing that horrible sight. But shout out Brody McDevitt, man. Actually, like, a really cool dude, but he's a Wahoo, so we got to give him a hard time, you know?
We do. I will be interested. So Cal has UVA in Berkeley next week. So I'll be interested to see the Calgarithm versus UVA
on Twitter. Go Golden Bears, dude. Go Golden Bears. Cal fans are awesome.
No, they are.
Cal fans are dope. The Calgarithm, hilarious. I've been laughing on the internet more this week than I have in a long time. Like the Wokies versus the Hokies, hilarious. It's so funny. So I'm rooting for – I got no beef with Cal other than the inside.
None.
2003. And that game, just Aaron Rodgers, dude. Are you kidding me?
Right.
The amount of talent that was on the field, D'Angelo Hall, first-round pick in that draft, Kevin Jones, first-round pick in that draft, sophomore, freshman, Marcus Vick, playing wide receiver – catching passes from Brian Randall. The lead singer of Casting Crows was there, who's a Cal Berkeley alum. Yep. I remember, like, I've watched that game, and they kept showing that guy. The lead singer of Only One Is Here You Go.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a cover, by the way, if people didn't know that. I didn't realize that until I was probably, like, 24. That Big Paradise, put up a parking lot. That's a cover. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You know it now. And
the more you know.
You learn something new every day. For those listening, that song is a cover. So, what, dude, okay, explain this to me. I should know this. David Cunningham, our boy, love D. Cunna, has been tweeting. Is there an open scrimmage today, or the Hokies playing basketball today?
No, they had a scrimmage against Duquesne.
Yeah, Duquesne.
Yeah, Duquesne.
Duquesne?
David, yeah. David Duquesne, yeah.
Yep, David Duquesne, baby. Yeah, I was like, dude, we play Charleston's or North Charleston or November 3rd.
Yeah, that's the opener.
That's next Monday. Not this coming Monday, but the opener is against them.
Which I ran into Mike Young at PK's, was it 2 weeks ago? Whenever our last home game, the night before, and he was I've never seen that man more energetic and excited for a basketball season. Like he's feeling it. Yeah.
I love Coach Young. And people can say whatever they want about him. Every interaction I've had with that man has been overwhelmingly positive. He is a
great man.
He is a great man. I think he truly loves being at Virginia Tech. He's a product of Southwest Virginia. Long may he reign. And I think there's a lot to be excited about with men's basketball this year, probably more so in the last probably since the, you know, Storm Murphy years when we won the ACC title in 2022, in that spring, I should say, the 21-22 season. So I'm juiced about that. I'm juiced about women's basketball. Liz Kittley, dude, welcome home.
Welcome home, Liz. Yeah.
Liz Kittley is back on staff, what, special assistant to the head coach, which is super cool. I want to see Liz have a long professional career, if that's what she wants to do. You know, nothing would bring me more joy than to see Liz playing in the WNBA and doing that. But then again, it's the off season right now. So, dude, maybe she'll rock with the Hokies up until the spring. And then, dude, when WNBA season's upon us, she might, who knows, might try and go join another team or something. We'll see.
More power to her, man.
Shout out Liz Kittley, the GOAT. We bullied him into retiring 32, but I shouldn't say that because she absolutely deserved – or 33, excuse me. She absolutely deserved that always. Having 33 retired is – it was always going to happen. It was just a matter of when. And I respectfully, I'm glad it took so little time. Like, I think it's so great that they did it so fast. So
absolutely.
And how cool would that be, man, like for her to be – in Castle, and she can look up and be like, wow, this is kind of the house that I built. Took us and the Final Four banner, dude. And who knows, man, maybe we'll see Georgia show up for a game. I would love this. I would love if Georgia came to a Virginia Tech women's basketball game. I don't know if it'll happen for a long time. But shout out G Money. I wish Georgia Amore nothing but the best too, because when you talk about Liz Kittley, you can't not talk about Georgia anymore. So,
facts.
So that is what it is. Are we missing anything as far as just kind of general VT news is concerned?
No, but my beef with Penn State grew last night. There was a dude behind me in the stands that asked his friends, "Is Shane Beamer Frank Beamer's son?" And he's that the guy that used to coach here. And I was like, what? And I turned around and he's wearing Tech gear. And I'm highly confused at this point. And then he was like, no, I'm a Penn State fan, just visiting my friends. And I was like, how would you not know that Frank, like, unless you're extreme casual, you know that obviously Frank Beamer was a coach at Virginia Tech. Like, and Shane Beamer would be his son.
That's the kind of person, because I don't want to be sexist here because it exists on both sides. That's the kind of person I refuse to talk ball with is the casual. Like, is Shane Beamer Frank Beamer's son? You're a college football fan and you don't know that? Get away from me, dude. Okay.
Right.
Like, get away from me, dude. We're not talking the same language. Whatever is going to come out of your mouth is going to be nonsense.
Yeah.
Absolute nonsense.
Absolute. Also, shout out to like the 30 dudes in the north end zone last night with no shirts on.
Dude, they I will say that's Oklahoma State.
Not because they had their shirts off. Sorry, but just because that's brave, because it was pretty chilly. And yeah, you're not getting me to do that unless you paid me a lot of money.
Well, they took that bit from Oklahoma State. You gotta give the Oklahoma State guys who did that, they're flowers. But to do that in the cold of Blacksburg in the middle of October,
yeah,
3/4 of the way through October, that's – listen, man, you got to be a different breed, and you got to be a Virginia Tech fan to do that.
Right.
I, after the Boston College game last year, I think you remember this, Dan, I was a little – I'd had a few beverages of the adult variety, and I took my shirt off in October, and it actually felt very nice.
Yeah.
I took my shirt off in the stadium. Dude, they tried to take it away from us last night, dude. They really did. And with that being said, dude, if you're going to show all of those – I mean, seriously, those officials should not be allowed to call another game. It's just so bad, dude. The officiating today in the ACC has been bad. Even in the UVA-UNC game, it's been bad. And I would love to see the conversation that they had from the command center about that roughing the passer call. Show us the audio. What was discussed, yeah. Jimmy? What was said? Were you a part of that conversation? I hate him. You know this. War criminal. Hate Jim Phillips. Like, yeah. You want to talk about all this FBI Chauncey Billups stuff? That man is involved somehow. For legal reasons, yeah. That's a joke. But, you know, cannot stand that dude. Yeah, anyway.
Yesterday, after like 4 or 5 chili millies, I went to use the restroom. And the one in Chicken Hill is up by where the band practices, the Marching Virginians.
Uh-huh.
And they were playing Stick It In when I walked up there. And I said, we're winning this game.
Yeah.
It's been written.
They play it in the parking lot. They play it in the parking lot. They've been doing that at tailgates for a long time. And my question with that, and I think your question and Jeremy Counts' question and any diehard Virginia Tech fan's question with that is, why'd you bring it back for one game in 2019 and then it just goes away? Like, I don't understand that. And this is going to sound morbid, but I put it out on the internet. It's there forever now. The people who got it banned aren't with us anymore. They're not here anymore. It was a much older generation. That was over almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And the people who loved it back then are now kind of the older, a little bit older folks, like my old man who loves Stick It In and, you know, have been the ones around the program and donating money and stuff like that. So bring back Stick It In, dude.
Bring it back.
Dude, I stand by. I want to show you something. Look at this. So, dude, probably one of the coolest birthday gifts I've gotten. I want to shout out my friend Christina for getting me this. She got me a box of mint Hokey Toasties with the expiration date of January 2001 still on it. I just think this is so cool, dude. And
That's awesome.
It's got the 1999 season scores on it. And I always forget that they like did this to commemorate that season. But I'm like, I shout out the TSL guys because they have a box of it on their set. And dude, there's still boxes of it on eBay for a pretty decent price. But yeah, just I had to show that, man, because like I always see these like in the wild, Clark Rowland and all the collectors and everything. And I'm like, dude, that's something I've never like known where to get. And apparently you can just get Hokey Toasties on eBay. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, dude. Sorry. But like, yeah, I just wanted to pull that out.
It's all good.
Happy birthday to Grayson and Hokey
Toasties. Yeah, happy belated, brother.
Dude, I appreciate it. If I ate this cereal, I'd probably die.
Yeah.
I'd probably get some like foodborne illness and pass away. So we're not going to open the cereal. It's going to stay in the box.
It is.
It's going to stay in the box. Are we missing anything?
Nah, man.
Yeah. Anything else? I think that's it, dude. Like it's Saturday. Happy Saturday when we're recording this.
Yeah.
And dude,
Louisville comes to town next week.
The Louisville Cardinals.
They could either beat our ass or it depends on which version shows up there.
Yep. I'm just thrilled for our guys.
For both teams. Yeah.
I'm thrilled for our guys this week. This season especially, dude, you got to savor the flavor when we cop a win. Got to really savor it, dude, because I don't know how many more games we're going to win. It wouldn't surprise me if we didn't win anymore, if I'm being honest with you. And,
yeah,
you know, just keeping it a stack. I'm not trying to hate. I'm just being honest. So
here's the thing. If you beat Louisville, you have a shot at beating this awful FSU team.
Yeah.
And that would put you at 5. And then you play UVA or Miami for bowl eligibility. I feel like maybe you get one. I don't know. Probably not Miami, like at all. But UVA, I mean, it's in the
cards.
It's in the DNA.
Yep. UVA is always a possible victory. Always.
Yeah.
Always a possible victory. The numbers
just get
don't
me lie. 5 wins going into that week, and anything is possible.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. What do we love to do? Fight for bowl eligibility against the Wahoos, baby.
Yes, sir.
Tried and true.
Tale as old as time these days.
Tale as old as the last 15 years.
Yeah.
With an asterisk or there, you know, in their time or two. But happy for our guys, man. Happy for you. Glad you were there. Dan, thanks for having me on, dude. It's great to come on here and talk about a win. And, you know, again, y'all, to the people on X who I just like to get my jokes off, dude. I'm a diehard Hokie. I will ride for this team always. But, you know, guys like Dan, guys, Pete, Sam, the TSL guys, you know, anyone in this space who's making content and continues to kill it and get on here and talk about a team that has struggled and been to the ringer, y'all are doing the Lord's work. And
thank you.
Yeah, so keep killing it, brother. Proud of you, man.
I appreciate it, man. And as always, brother, go Hokies.
Go Hokies.